the conditions. It's not you. Oh, I love you. Yeah.
You know, what we're going to get in Las Vegas when we're visiting is we're going to get those awesome afternoon rains that happen a lot during the season. Oh, it'd be great. Do we need to what? Places I usually stay at, I don't even know if that's in the office. You're welcome to, I will. I was going to leave it kind of open just for the purpose of, I didn't know if you wanted to overnight there on Saturday night, or if you wanted to make other arrangements. Which would you prefer? You want to have it set out? Go ahead and arrange to have two nights someplace? I don't think it's really that time of year where it would be problematic. We're out of Easter. Spring breaks, if they have already happened for school, so I don't think there's going to be, yeah, and we're not worried about the graduation and pilots or anything like that. So I wasn't immediately concerned about it, but I can make arrangements. The place that I usually stay at, Sunshine. Or did you want to get dinner? Want me to try to figure out a bed and breakfast? I don't know what the options are. All I know is that in Las Vegas, they're always saying, oh, this place is trying to be a bed and breakfast. You know? Like sometimes when I say, well, if I ever wanted to do one of these big houses and make a bed and breakfast out of it. I don't know what the market has. It sounds like it's saturated. Somebody tried to make their bed and breakfast, you know, that one for $125, the foreclosure. Yeah, it didn't work out.
The bathrooms today, they are.
Oh, I didn't know it was the bathrooms.
Oh, the bathrooms are the only thing that really needs to be redone.
Oh. Well, that house is nice, but yeah. The problem is that, I don't know if the problem. There's probably more common space there than is really necessary. You know, it was a boarding house, it appears to me. But anyway, but then I said, oh, I don't know if Lisa wants that kind of a life. You know? Hospitality? I don't know. It's relentless.
I
don't know if you want the relentless thing. Yeah, I think that's it was okay at first, but I think you get a little tired of it. That's like, I spent all this money. Actually, I think it was built with reverse mortgage money, so he doesn't really owe it as such. I don't know how that thing is going. I have no idea how Dad financed it. He certainly wouldn't say anything. Because I think, well, he made it clear to me once, very poignantly, because you never tell people how poor you are. Dad's from that generation that says, if you want to be a success, you must look successful. Okay, I think he's right, but, yeah. Are you ultimately broke and deep in debt? Yes. But that's also part of success. you know. He took the proceeds of his part of Four Corners Office Products and bought that land. He says, well, I don't know how much he really had left after it was done. Very expensive. It's like a boat. It's this amazing, what do you call it? An amazing taxes or a man was just telling me that one time. He says, I can't believe how much I have to pay in property tax on this lease or anything. I don't think he's ultimately going to hang on to it. I think ultimately with all the stuff that he was doing, I think he'll ultimately sell it. And that'll be great because that'll take care of everything. Because I imagine it's worth quite a bit. But he's got Karen to deal with. This is Karen's ancestral land.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to let it go. I'm quite sure. I think she's married to the land more than she's married to Dad. No, I don't think that's true. She definitely left the place and did Albuquerque and Farmington for a long time. But I think she's got a cultural thing that she never let go of the family lineage. Where he said, well, that's part of transcendence is learning how to let go of things. And realizing you always have to give up something to get something better. You go, that's a celestial principle as far as I'm aware. You know, we've got pretty high speed internet right now. It costs, though. It comes in handy sometimes, but ultimately, I won't cry if we have something far cheaper, like half the price, going from 50 down to 25. That's a pretty big change. You pay the extra $10 to get a static IP address. But, I don't see the need anymore. So, I don't do that now. I haven't done that for a while. I've been paying for speed instead. And I think I'm ready to let both go. Dynamic's fine. Having a slower internet's fine. I don't have all these boys just stuck in bandwidth like little bandits. And it'll be good. If they come back, they go, Dad, I can't hardly do anything. I said, yeah. Because it's just enough to get done what needs to be done. That's all. Just watching TV over the internet, it's going to buy Mark joy. It's been fun. I'll grant you. Quite nice. I said, but yeah, when foot comes to shove, it's not that important to me. I don't know, we haven't discussed it. How do you feel about it?
I don't know how frustrated we might be when we have to get something done.
It isn't a thing about availability. This has no effect on that. Only effect on how fast it goes.
I know, you're down to the wire and you're sitting there yelling and screaming and talking to them.
No.
It's not moving.
But
yeah, we even see it.
You're still talking about the wrong thing. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Well, practice life. I dealt with it before. I'm going to deal with it again. Stuff our stuff so things can operate offline, which I've already done on my little laptop. Rig it so it works on the others. And that way things like Google Docs and such continue to work as they always have. And they sync up when they get the chance. And it's not based on the speed you've got going. Anyway, it's like that. And, everything's not missing anymore. At least for me, for my part. What's all this? Are we going to take out these two things? Or they're getting, yeah, because they're pricing. That's all broken here. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
They're going to replace broken sidewalks. Now they've taken out the trees that were causing the problems, right?
Yeah.
Just over here they did. And they go, you know what? I'd rather have some broken sidewalks to keep the trees, but. These are upkeep. You go, yeah, but enjoy. And you go, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. We need to enjoy it. The Book of Mormon talks about how important it was to protect their trees. They weren't just using the trees for building their houses like they did where it was more wooded. You know? So we figured out how to build with cement. Or whatever it is they call it. Joseph Smith had no concept of adobe or whatever else. It was just called cement to them. All the birdies are in play.
I've been watching a bunch of birds going stuff in here.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them grow. Woohoo!
This is good. Not that we don't. But we do have this weekend, you know. Yes. Well, I think we're going to be fine. We'll see if I get the job. We'll look around. Well, we'll look around first, then we'll see if I get the job.
Right.
Are you sure you can't get the old style for a while?
Positive,
yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I ordered you.
person.
Yeah. Or full cup. It's just over the people can do that. What? Freaking out. You only have a line of sentences in there.
Yeah.
You do it by the hot like that. So then my doctor is not just the actual, you know, the but then it's too baggy on top of something. And it falls down. And I'm not the only one to talk to. And maybe somebody else was making comments about their phone changes.
Right.
And he said the same thing. I hate these rooms. They fall off my fingers all the time. Like, I'm not the same. Over the corner that only means I'm wrong. But what do we think about this?
Well, they're doing the last little bit. So those are the two places they went to come in, and they tore them all up.
What?
Now they got to replace them. What, this?
No.
What do you mean?
See, it wasn't there before.
What do you mean? I don't understand. What?
Forget it.
You mean this thing?
Yes.
Oh. That's for the street to handle.
Oh, no.
I apologize. It's nothing to do with them. They had to do that. To put in the new sidewalk. I apologize. Yeah.
Yep.
She got down always, what do you
mean? Okay.
There.
What is that?
This is? How are you? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for worrying about me.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're
not. I'm so
I do. I apologize. Yeah, you're in coins.
Coins?
Yeah, got coins in here. They make noise.
Okay.
Yeah? Here, they're yours. Enjoy. See now. No more coins. No, I don't keep my whole pretty bank in there. This is what happens in the course of days and such. This isn't the store of all knowledge. See, that won't make noise. Anyway. So, can we go ahead and make the reservations?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take care of that today. Hopefully I'll remember. Hopefully she can do it. Actually, this is the best time of day to hit me. I have the best chance of getting things done. If I get a reminder right about here. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, is she younger?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you just never know. Some of these younger kids, they don't act impressive, but they are anyway. A lot of them are very, very, very smart. David, the guy who's working for us, smart guy, but nope, he doesn't like it. He's very annoying. He's always getting on to everybody about giving him what he needs. So he really pissed everybody off.
Did you not get that same call and stuff?
No. Well, no.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it's not a legitimate thing. The poor guy's facing the fact that everybody's so pissed off at him all of a sudden. But he's always trying to steer things in a certain direction that he prefers. And we're all just saying, no, no. I spent the whole time telling him the product he needed to use, and he kept fighting it. I mean, he wasn't directly fighting it, but he was constantly talking about the way he wanted to do it. Well, we can do it this way, we can put it into this folder, we can give them all access to that folder. And I said, there's already a system set up to do this called Argos. I said, it's made for exactly what you're talking about. But he kept running back to the other one. And I went, you can do that in Argo. I said, I'm not exactly sure what it can do, but I'm pretty sure it can do what you're saying. But he wanted so bad to write the program himself. And you're going, you know. And after that, I was like, Justin and I were looking at each other and going, I don't know. He's going for the trainer job downstairs, which is going to be absolutely, it's going to make him insane. But I think it's good for him. Sad to say, you know. I just don't know if anyone wants to see, wants to learn from him, because I don't know if he'll be a good trainer at all. You go, but around here, they're really weird about you, you know, paying your dues. The only guy that's gotten away without having to pay his dues is me. That's not true. I technically have, but I did it someplace else. Anyway, so, we like to keep him around so that he can be like the Gary replacement, but it's so far off in the future, maybe. For all I know, Gary's gonna drop dead. You know, you just never know. So we'll offer him something, but it's like, I'm sure it's gonna be something that's gonna just piss him off all no end. He's going to try to want to do it his way, and everybody's going to tell him, stop doing it his way. Do it our way. I just really want to impress everybody. You know, don't worry, we're all fine. But the whole thing is, though, you've got to do what we need. You don't get to redefine everything. That's for later. Maybe I get to redefine things, maybe I don't. Might not be there yet. We'll see.
Okay, also.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for reminding me again. Have a great day. See you later. Thank you. Morning.
Morning.
Cold. Cold the door. Thank you. How was your evening?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, think about things.
Yeah.
That sounds deep.
Well. Oh, please. No, Will, don't take work home.
Well, hey.
You'll die.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. I understand. Yeah, that comes with a picky mind. You think about crap all the time. It's probably good. In my phase of life, I guess it's like I gotta get better at
leaving it at work. Leaving it at work.
Gotta get a life sometime. I've done such a bad job up until now.
Yeah,
there at the ceiling, working things out in the shower. That's where the best inspiration comes anyway, right?
It does.
I don't know how you get it out of there. Well, cool. Good morning.